to send. This is KG4OHU.
KG4OHU, this is KO4SSS.
Hey, honey, I might have an emergency out here. Roy has collapsed. Roy has collapsed.
Your location?
A mile or so from the parking lot of Ravencliff Falls on Cold Spring Branch Trail.
1 mile from... Say it again.
We're about a mile from the Ravencliff Falls parking lot on Cold Spring Branch Trail.
One time, slowly.
We're approximately from the Ravencliff Falls parking lot on Cold Spring Branch Trail.
We got a medical emergency here. Is there anybody out there that heard that transmission?
Ravencliff Falls, this is KF4BWA. Your transmission was absolutely crystal clear on my end. You're about a mile from Ravencliff Falls parking lot.
Roger that. Ravencliff Falls parking lot a mile in on Cold Spring Branch Trail.
And so, what's the status of Roy? Is he breathing? Can you feel pulse?
Yeah, he's talking. He just sat down and then eventually ended up on the ground, and his color doesn't look good at all.
Dispatch EMS, I don't know if anybody out there can do that for us. Is anybody listening?
Chandler, hang on a minute. Hold. Ravencliff Falls, do you have any cell phone service at all up there?
There's no service.
Can you give me an exact coordinate as to where you are? I'll write it down as we speak. I was just kind of listening, but not getting detail. Give me your absolute detail best you can.
Stand by.
On 1 mile up from the Ravencliff Falls parking lot on Cold Springs Trail. Mobile.
FWLM Mobile, do you want to go ahead and call that in?
Negative, I don't have, I'm up in North Carolina, I don't have a cell.
Service, if you need it.
Chan, go ahead and call that in for us.
I just came out here, I heard somebody hollering like something was wrong. Tell me exactly what's going on and what you need so I know what to tell people.
They'll need EMS and fire for a person that collapsed on the trail, currently awake and breathing.
Ravencliff Falls.
Ravencliff Falls, 1 mile from the trailhead on the Cold Springs Trail.
I'll contact county emergency.
Copy, thank you, KFIWLL.
Yeah, his color's coming back. He seems to be doing better, but I'm concerned because we still got a pretty couple good stout climbs to get out of here.
Chris, let me ask you this. Is he alert and oriented to where he is, to his, you know, place, person, that type of thing?
Yeah, he sure is, because he's arguing about getting up and walking out of here.
Sure, check his radio pulse. See if he has a radio pulse.
Well, he must be feeling better. And we're gonna carry his stuff and just go real slow and head that direction.
Could you feel a radio pulse? I just want to see. You can tell a lot of times about blood pressure by if you have a radial pulse. That means, you know, if you don't have a radial pulse, that means your blood pressure dropped. Maybe the blood pressure dropped some and he, you know, kind of just passed out. Can you just check that for me?
Radial pulse.
Is he breathing okay?
Yeah, he was arguing with us about getting up and walking out of here, so he must be breathing pretty good.
Good, and as far as color?
His color's fine, it's coming back. It was bad about 5-10 minutes ago.
This is KO4WWZ. I have emergency services on the line. Can you give me a location, an address, what county you are in?
So we're headed back towards the Ravencliff Falls parking lot, and our friend seems to be a little bit better, so we're going to walk out slow. If he gets any worse, we'll give you a holler back.
Somebody give me a county location. What county are you in?
Chris, is Roy drinking enough water? I'm wondering. Has he been drinking water?
Yeah, he's got a camel back on, and I couldn't tell you exactly, but he seems to be doing a lot better. We're just going to take it real easy. Ronnie's got his pack, and me and Ronnie are going to take Ronnie's pack.
Be a blood sugar issue. I don't know if he's eating anything. Is that possible? Is he eating anything?
Yeah, we all had a snack at the falls, so I think we're doing better.
So you're just going to walk with him? Is he able to walk?
Honey, you out there?
Here. Go ahead.
Roy just told me that he just started a new blood pressure medication, Toprol, and he thinks it's dropping his pressure too low.
Set him down. Make him rest 15 minutes. Give him some water. Tell him to take on extra water. Now, after he does that, you got to let him walk slow and then observe his breathing. If he gets a little bit short of breath on the way out, make him sit down again.
He already accomplished all that. He was sitting down for at least 15. We're going real slow now. We got his back. He's talking to us, so I think he's on the mend.
I think that it's possible that his blood pressure dropped low, and that's why, you know, if his blood pressure goes low, he can lay flat, raise his feet. That will help bring up his blood pressure. But, I mean, how's he doing right now?
Well, he's doing real good right now. He's going nice and slow. Like you said, he told me all about the new blood pressure medication, so he's, you know,
clear. Is he having any chest pain or shortness of breath, any dizziness, anything like that, any weakness, that type of thing? Yeah, I would take it really slow, and, you know, if he could be drinking some water. I think it's possibly his blood pressure dropped really low, like, you know, pretty low, that's what I'm thinking.
He's had a stress test on, like, this week. They didn't see anything, so I think it's probably that medication.
This is Taylor for WWZ. I have questions from emergency services. Can you guys tell me what I need to know?
I can have them stand by, and like I said, if we can get out of here under our own power, I think that's our best option. If it gets any worse, I'll call back immediately and try to give you a GPS.
All right, Roger.
Sugar or something sweet you could give him? Maybe it could be a blood sugar issue.
Do you think that would help?
Do you hear anything with, like, some glucose in it or sugar in it?
Sugar is gone, but I got the car, but all I have right now is some dates left over and some nuts and stuff.
All right, so I'll just stay up for the WWZ. I can't keep right here, sir. Give me just a second. Alright, this is KO4WWZ. I cannot keep EMS and fire on the line to stand by. Do you need an ambulance or fire? Yes or no?
Help.
He said if you need them to call them back.
Everyone's help.
So glad I could help them any way possible. Make sure that guy has something to drink and keep him sitting down in the shade. It's hot out here. That's probably part of what done it.
Hey, Chris, how much farther you got till you get to the trailhead?
How?
I would just stop every just a little bit and have him sit down and rest and, you know, drink some water.
We're a good spot right now.
Check his skin temperature. Does he feel hot at all to you? Okay. if he's alert and oriented and everything like that, I would I'd try giving him a little bit of something with sugar. I mean, the dates would be okay, you know, just you know, as long as he's alert and oriented and he can eat and swallow and that type of thing. Because, you know, it could be a blood sugar issue, but I'm guessing it's a blood pressure issue.
Right now, a little bit of water.
KO4 FSM. Just keep me updated frequently. Let me know what's happening, please.
He's eating some dates right now. Not, took him some water.
Standing by the radio, just keep talking to me. Let me know what's happening.
4-0-8-2. 4-S-S-M. KWZ monitoring frequency in the event of emergency traffic needing relay.
4-0-8-2, this is KO4-S-S-M. Did you check his pulse? Like, what is his pulse rate?
High to me, you know, maybe high 60s, low 70s. It wasn't racing, that's for sure.
That.
Well, you know me, I'm not exceptionally good at finding a pulse, but it didn't take too much effort.
This is KO4-SSN. I appreciate everybody's help out there. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're really welcome. KO4-WWZ standing by on frequency.
5W level.
ULL, it's KO4ZEW. It's Ben. Just passed you on the interstate. Called you on 52, but you weren't on it.
610, we had a medical emergency going on, so I'll see you on the road.
I will catch you. KO4ZEW clear.
5W LL, standing by.
4082, this is KO4SSN. What's your status, please?
Seems to be good. We're moving nice and slow, and we're communicating, and color looks good.
ETA to the trail ahead.
Half a mile to go, so I'm not exactly sure.
I'll take it slow, and don't get in a big rush. Is Roy riding with Ronnie there? I wouldn't want him to be driving home or anything like that.
We already decided that. He's going to, during Roy's element, he's going to drive home.
A cell phone?
Recently, stand by.
This is KO4-SSN. Can you give me an update?
Still making progress. Everything seems to be status quo.
Good. I'm standing by.
Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD monitoring.
RD, KA5WLL, did you get it calibrated?
AA1RD, Bob here. No, I haven't. I'm not wanting to bother the repeater during this medical emergency, so just wanted to let everyone know I was monitoring in case I could help in any way.
Roger that. You can be used. Just keep, make sure you keep a break in between transmissions. KA5WLL mobile.
Same traffic here, KA4WWZ. One quick announcement, any station listening, hold all traffic in the event that these people need help. Hold all traffic. KO4WWZ, standing by.
4082, this is KO4SSN. Can you give me a status update?
KG4082, still the same. We're making progress, taking little breaks.
How are you from the trailhead?
Man, a pretty good bit, but I still think we got at least, I don't know, somewhere between quarter and half mile.
Self-service?
Yes.
Roger Roger that. KO4 SSN, standing by.
KO4
SSN.
KO4 SSN, KG4 OHU.
Going. I remember you telling me the end of this hike was going up. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, that is the case. I think we're on the last little steep part, and we're taking a little break right now.
Okay, you're just going to have to take a few steps and just rest if you're going uphill.
Get close, I'm going to go get their vehicle, and there's a place where you can cut out a little bit early.
That KO4 SSN monitoring.
Thank you.
Service yet? That KO4 SSN monitoring.
KB2HXS mobile.
HXS
mobile listening.
HXS in for DJC.
Enjoy. KB2HXS, sir.
How you did? You headed back from Shelby?
Do what again?
If you were headed back from Shelby or not.
No, that was, that would have been Dave, KB4, jeez, I can't think of his call now. Shelby, Tennessee, that's the one you're talking about?
That is a Shelby Hamfest today, North Carolina.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I didn't go. My wife has got a booth set up over here at the Spinning Jenny with the jewelry stuff. I'm just taking a little bit of a break here to go look at a house real quick.
Well, I didn't go today either. I thought it'd be packed, and it's going to be just glad to hear. I thought it might rain up there. It might be warm. I hadn't been in years, but I didn't know. I heard of quite a few early this morning, headed up this way, up that way, and I heard you earlier, but I didn't hear exactly where you were.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. No, I didn't mean to confuse you. Sorry about that. No, my wife is doing a show today with her jewelry and stuff with the Spin and Jenny in the middle of Greer here, and I'm just taking a little bit of a break. I'm going to look at a house for a friend of mine. But no, I thought I heard something about a ham fest, but that's a very dangerous place for me. I'd blow up a credit card or two before I get back.
Comment.
KG4OHU, this is KO4SSN.
Go ahead, OSSN. We're taking a little break right now.
Service? Yep.
Work done? Courtesy, when you break in like that, you know, maybe ask for the use of the repeater and give us a chance to respond before you just key up.
Hey, Gary, emergency situation. This is KO4WWZ. They are in an emergency situation. They have been using the repeater for about an hour. Let them talk, hold your traffic.
Okay, Chandler, another reason why I did not know that, okay? I did not know that. So I will stand down. KB2HXS is clear. Next time you need to let people know.
4082, this is KO4SSS. How far are you from the trailhead now?
Taking little breaks and telling stories, so he must be feeling pretty good.
That sounds good. How's brother Ronnie doing?
Well, he's doing good as well.
SSN, standing by.
KO4WWZ, KO4NUE.
Chad, figures in emergency use.
Telephone, right now. KO4NUE, clear.
KO4SSN, I just want to give an update to everyone. So basically, we got some family members that are hiking in Ravencliff up there, and somebody collapsed. So we're trying to just get them off the mountain. They were able to get back up, but we're, you know, they're about to the trailhead, but we're just trying to get them down off the mountain. So I'm just giving everybody an update, and I appreciate everybody's help. KO4FSN, standing by.
SSV4DJC.
OA2, this is KO4FSN. Hey, what's your status, and do you have cell service yet?
Still moving slowly.
Are you from the trailhead?
Yep.
SSN monitoring. 4082, this is KO4FSN.
Go ahead, SSN.
So on the Raven Cliff Falls, on Old Spring, Cold Spring Branch Trail, are you still on that trail?
Exact location. We're at the intersection of Cold Spring Branch Trail and the Bill Kimble Trail.
Say that one more time and just say it really slow. I got the Cold Spring Branch Trail intersection of something else.
We are at the intersection of Cold Spring Branch and the Bill Kimble Trail.
Bill or Phil?
Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima.
How's Roy doing?
People cut off stump for him to sit down on, so we're taking us a break. Unfortunately, I don't think we're as close. We're still like around a half mile away.
Do you have cell service yet? I can call you.
Negative.
That Old Spring Branch intersection, Bill Branch, is that right?
Bill Kimble.
Is that Greenville County? What's the trailhead you're at?
Towards Cliff Falls Trailhead.
Cliff Falls Trailhead?
That most people use for Red Cliff Falls.
Are you doing okay? Got some there.
Pretty good. We're taking a good long break.
I'm gonna keep monitoring. Can you periodically just give me an update of what's going on and let me know?
Roger that.
SSN monitoring.
Station up on Cold Branch Trail, KA5WLL.
Say call sign again, Kilo Golf 4, Oscar Hotel Uniform.
Kilo Golf 4, Oscar Hotel Uniform, KA5WLL. If you're at that intersection, you're still about a mile and a half on the trailhead.
The map I just looked at doesn't indicate that, but we're still making progress, so I appreciate it.
Sure you don't need any other assistance.
Really appreciate everybody's help and everybody's willingness. We're making slow but sure progress, and when we get close, there's a little cutoff. I can go get the car for them.
If you do, just give a help. Yell.
Actually, my wife already said it, but we really deeply appreciate everyone's help and cooperation. KG4OHU.
You're welcome. KA5WLL mobile.
OA2, this is KO4FSN. Are you sure about that distance from the trailhead? Should call EMS? I mean, what do you think?
Time, I think we'll be okay, but like I said, if we're monitoring, we'll
KO4 SSN monitoring.